At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI called on world leaders to make renewed efforts to end hunger and extreme poverty this Sunday, which in Italy and many other countries throughout the world marks the solemnity of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Corpus Christi or Corpus Domini feast.
La solennità del Corpus Domini è intimamente legata alla Pasqua.
The Holy Father related the bread of life celebrated in this feast to the hundreds of millions of people who are suffering from hunger. This, said Pope Benedict, is an absolutely unacceptable reality which is difficult to overcome despite the efforts of the past decades. The Holy Father expressed hope that during an upcoming UN conference on the current global economic and financial crisis and its impact on development, steps might be taken and the hard strategic choices made which are necessary to ensure basic nutrition and a dignified life for everyone in the present and in the future. Pope Benedict invoked a spirit of wisdom and human solidarity upon all of the conference participants and on the world's political leaders, so that the current crisis may become an opportunity, one that might favor greater attention to the dignity of every human being and the promotion of an equitable distribution both of resources and of decision-making power, with particular attention to the unfortunately ever-growing numbers of the poor. The conference is scheduled to take place in New York from the 24th to the 26th of this month.
Venerdì prossimo, solennità del Sacratissimo Cuore di Gesù, giornata di santificazione sacerdotale, avrà inizio l'anno sacerdotale.
The Pope also asked the faithful for their prayers during the upcoming year for priests, which begins on the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, this coming June 19th.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present for this Angelus prayer.
As is tradition, Pope Benedict had special greetings for the gathered faithful in many languages, including English.
Today's solemnity of the Body and Blood of Christ invites us to acknowledge the Lord's saving presence in the most holy sacrament of the altar. At the Last Supper, on the night before his death on the cross, Jesus instituted the sacrament of the new and eternal covenant between God and man. May the sacrifice of reconciliation, in which the risen Lord is truly and substantially present under the appearances of bread and wine, confirm the Church in faith, unity and holiness, as she awaits his future coming in glory. Upon you and your families, I cordially invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.